It is 22nd March 2022 and I'm Zainal, your host for today, and this will be our first episode. I don't think people usually have guests, especially in their first episode, but today I think is an exception, and today we'll be rambling about an app called Kite. So Kite is available in both App Store and Google Play Store, and I only knew about it from a friend of mine, Aaron Sitai, who is going to be our guest tonight. So Aaron, we go way back, and I think we stumbled upon each other when I was looking for someone to fix, I think it was my MacBook, if I'm not mistaken, or was it the iPod Hi-Fi and then MacBook?
Wow. Oh, man. That really takes me back sometimes, you know, when I come to think of it. It's just been such a... It's 2022 right now. What year was that when you started looking me up?
I think probably 10 years ago. Yeah, easily 10 years ago, I think.
Like 2020, 2021 has really been a bit of a blur. And here we are sitting at 2022. Amazing.
Especially during the COVID, I think time flies. And if you remember the iPod Hi-Fi, which I bought at a ridiculous price, I still love that thing. I don't really buy stuff, but when it comes to Apple, I tend to be selective. But this is one of the things that I need to buy. And I think it was one of the best buy ever for me for $599. Back then, it was expensive. But now, to think about it, I love that thing. And I think you can testify that as well.
Okay, so here's a little bit of background. Yeah, I'm just going to let your audience know. So there's this guy called Zane. He came up to me and there was this hi-fi to be fixed. And it took quite a long time for me to figure out, because obviously at that time, 10 years ago, he had an enormous problem with his power supply. And we were configuring every single thing. We were opening every transistor, every capacitor. We were just checking through each and every one of them. As soon as we thought we had it, another part failed. And as soon as we thought we rectified that, then another section failed. So it was just crazy. It was like a cascading failure all the way through. It took weeks and weeks, if you remember.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really have that much hope. No offense, but I didn't know you're that good.
Well, eventually we did get to it. It came to the point where it became almost a permanent fixture at my place, because we were fiddling around with it every chance we could get. And the beauty of it all is that when we finally managed to get it up and running, the comparison, to compare the sound quality, it's as though you actually had those earbuds things in your ear, mm-hmm. but this one here is that it's right there sitting on the table, and it was so crisp, clear
I think that's
audio.
The word. Yeah.
Not believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an audiophile, but I really enjoy that speaker. I still do, actually. I still have it in my room. Yeah. But again, the technology is quite behind. There's no Bluetooth, but it still works with a AUX cable. Welcome Aaron again to the show. So far, for our listeners, we've actually had this meeting last night over Google Meet mm-hmm. last night, and I think we were rambling a good half hour, and I realized there were no recording features, so I started the screen recording, and I think it's one of the dumbest thing to do. Everybody knows. Yeah, I was so excited to have, to have the first episode, I guess. I think it was a good catch up, and I think you really enjoyed it. I don't know if we can repeat or top it up. I will see.
Yeah, we'll just have a go again.
Okay, Aaron, tell us a bit about yourself before we ramble around the Kite app. So maybe just a little bit about you. I know I don't know how to describe you. You're a techpreneur, you're a gympreneur now, if that's a word.
A man with many, many different hats.
But so, I think for just a quick intro, as far as I remember, I think everybody would probably remember this. It's all over the cinema back then. There was an advert around Smart Pass Key Free, that's what they call it, which basically a card as small as your credit card, which can turn into your car key, so you can actually put it in your wallet, meaning you can get in and out of your car without the real key. And they also have it in the form of wearable band, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, maybe Aaron, you wanna tell about it?
going to be remembering that advert. I think that's probably like my claim to fame, I suppose. Cost me like $3,500 a month, by the way. That was absolutely crazy. But anyway.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, cinema. Cinema's advertisement is not cheap. For 15 seconds with $3,500, that was a little bit steep, but never mind. Okay. Here's my introduction to myself. My name is Aaron Sitai. Kind of landed into this electronics business by accident. I just came back from Australia, and I thought I'll give it a shot, having a look around what's going on over here. And to supplement some income, because obviously I was drawing funds from my Australian account, I was just basically buying and selling, you know, kind of like accessories. Later on, I started to pursue a relationship locally down here. And as you know, as all cliches go, I fell for it. I stayed over. I decided to like kind of open up a repairs business kind of thing, because I was kind of always one of those monkeys who like break stuff, and I always was able to like undo each screw and see what inside looked like and whatnot. So it was a bit of a trial and error for the most part, but fantastic that I actually had a little bit of a background in electricals, so that helped a lot. And
okay, I didn't know that. Growing up,
I've always been fiddling around with computers anyway. And that's obviously been the cornerstone of what I've been doing. So later on, as a year or two kind of progressed over, I ran into you, and we branched off later on to GPS systems, fleet management systems, which we currently do till today as well. It's basically GPS for your car and whatnot, track your car from Brunei to Kalimantan or to Bintulu, mm-hmm. whichever way. And lately, because of COVID, COVID has really been both a blessing and a curse to most entrepreneurs. You either sink or swim. To supplement my income, because I eat way too many burgers and pizzas, I decided to like, hey, you know, I kind of like gym stuff. So, you know, everybody's on this gravy train on, you know, ordering gym equipment online. So I thought, okay, yeah, why not? I'll just bring a couple of things in. And then I thought, how am I going to sell this? How am I going to get payment? So that was a bit of a predicament. I mean, like, you had all this bunch of stuff, and the last thing you want to do is like list every 48 items up on Facebook one by one. I had to like find a place where I can consolidate everything into one application.
Well, I've been using Facebook to sell used items, but I don't think they're allowing people to sell new items.
Sometimes Facebook can be a bit finicky. I've opened an account under the typical way where you add friends like that. And I also opened up another one which was an actual page. The other account where you're able to add friends and whatnot is as though, I mean, like, obviously it's a random name, R7 Gym Gear. So maybe they Facebook, like that AI program basically thought, oh, it's a pretty weird name. I'm not going to let him access Marketplace or something. I'm like, oh no. So I'm using my other account to flog off the stuff. And
I don't think it's your name.
Yeah.
They're not that dumb, you know.
Hey, come on. There are other guys on the other Facebook groups with weirder names. I want to list them out, but like, obviously I don't. I mean, like, a lot of them are my friends, and it's obviously not a name. So.
Yeah, but Marketplace for me is seeing the best feature that I've introduced recently, I think.
Yeah, well, has it been like a year and a half kind of so far?
Oh, is
Marketplace?
It?
I mean, it's fairly recent, no?
I mean, it's been there for years, but only Brunei got introduced recently, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going from Facebook to Kite, how did that happen?
When I first ran into it after Googling it, I thought, oh, this looks kind of cool. So my transition to Kite, quite seamless ish at first. That was literally right until you realize that you had more than 10 products. So by the time you realize that you had to input everything manually on the phone, there's another way to input the information, but the next best thing apart from the phone would be having a Mac with an M1 chip. You could get away with a Windows, but I'm not really that great with Windows either. I do have an M1 Mac, which, by the way, I had spilled some water on it. So at the very least, I was able to extract the data. So I extracted the data and I dumped it into my other MacBook Pro, which is a non-M1.
What happened to it? I mean, after you spilled liquid, is it waterproof?
Me and the guys are a lot more familiar with Intel. So we know how Intel goes inside and out. For us to be stripping out the Mac M1 silicon, it was a little bit of a trial, test and run. I mean, when you're talking about this proprietary stuff on there, is a little bit different.
Different animal inside, yeah.
It's a different animal.
And anyway, did you know about there's a pro version of Kite? Apparently.
I did actually sign up for that extra.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
$9.99, man. That's like $14 per night.
Yes, I signed up for that. And thanks to you, I got my credit from you. Remember that time? I was like, hey, dude, I need some credit. I need to buy some Kite. This Kite.
The only time I remember when you bought one from us was because of your reading some novels. Something that we can talk about. Wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
So Aaron and Jingo are reading novels. Who would have thought?
Right about now, dude, I'm on my 777th chapter. And at that time,
proud.
I was credit from you to go every 10 chapters, you know? It was crazy.
I think we can talk about that on a different episode, I guess. But
okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm starting again with reading on my phone or my iPad. And I found this particular app, Readwise, which I'm going to talk about with you on probably in a different episode. It's really a game changer for whoever likes to read, especially when you read physical books, right? So after you've done reading one book, and then you move to another book, right? But then the amount of item that you can remember from the previous book, especially for self-improvement kind of book, it doesn't really stick well, isn't it? You don't really remember. There's a new system. It's been going on YouTube, I think. And I think the trend is coming along. I'll share that with you in the next episode.
It's not the Asian guy with the, I want to make 4-hour workday possible or something like that.
I'm not too sure about that. It's a doctor/YouTuber and he's making tons of money. His name is Ali Abdal. You should check on him. When it comes to productivity, I would say number one YouTuber. So going back to Kite, the $10 extra, what do you get?
Oh, geez. I guess for the extra $10, you're able to add in additional information.
Oh yeah, just reading this, you can actually add multiple pictures, which is art.
Which is the whole point, right? So that was among other things. I think there were additional enhanced features or something, but
I'm reading it right now. It's not that interesting.
Not all that interesting. Not in $99. So I'm having to look for a better way.
All right. So the things that you dislike about the apps is because of the, you can only upload a single picture for an item.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're on the basic app, you can only put one picture, and there's limited features on where you'll be able to adjust the descriptions and stuff like that, and categories that you'll be able to put them into. So, and on top of that, you're gonna have to like literally put in everything manually, one by one by one by one by one, unless you had an M1 Mac or higher. And stuff like that. So if you were on a Windows, you'd probably be able to run it on some sort of emulator. But that was one of the biggest drawbacks, is just having to like input everything. I mean, at first, when I thought about it, if I only had 10 items, Kite would have been okay. Mm. It would have been fine because it's like only 10 items.
But then again, it's a once-off, isn't it? You don't really...
Yeah, true. I mean, like you just have to spend a good chunk of your time to put in 10 to 40 to 50 to 60 items, and that's just a one-time thing. So obviously, it's just me being a little bit of a you know, just whining. But yeah, you're right. I mean, like you just have to do it one time, and that's pretty much it. But the next drawback is, how do I get my money?
That's the main thing, right?
I mean, people will see it. They like it. They add it to the cart. But
that's it.
There's no real point of adding to the cart because there's no payment gateway.
Yeah, this is what we have with WhatsApp for Business, isn't it?
I do have WhatsApp for Business, but then I mean, like they will basically like WhatsApp me and say, "Hey, I'm interested in this item," and then like the only way they can obviously pay for it is to send me a direct transfer, which 90% probably would not.
People can't be bothered doing that, right? I'll just text you. I'll just tell you what I want.
Forget not being bothered. I mean, would you send an unknown, a random person like full payment or $100 to as a down deposit? I won't. I mean, I totally understand. So
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I think for Bruneian, there's some trust going on. But yeah, I've had my share experience. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So payment is a big no-no. There's no payment gateway integration or whatnot within Kite. Tried it, to be honest. It's not really a straightforward process. You just mentioned that you're moving away from Kite.
I am. Let's see. So as much as I like the simplicity of actually like having some of how it looks on the phone, so I'm actually moving over to Beep Digital. They have payment gateways sorted right out. So anybody who's going to be getting like a high value items like me, I am a high value item, by the way. High value ticket items like the Smith machines and all that kind of stuff, which is like probably a little over like, $1,500 or $3,200. At least you'll be able to like see it, you like it, you try it. You don't try it. You kind of like, okay, I'm going to check out of this, and you can pay your debit card or credit card.
Is it available?
I'm pretty sure they're going to be having that done soon, which is why I haven't actually, haven't been fully plugged in just yet. But I'm can't wait to actually sign over everything and just get my store up and running on their side.
I've told you about Beep Digital. They've helped me with my payment gateway. So
yes.
I think that's a whole new episode for that one, because there's a lot of good things we can talk about them.
I mean, five, six years ago, we didn't have these kind of options. I remember at the time when I was wanting some sort of payment gateway, I actually like, I contacted my friend who was basically in, okay, I can't name drop.
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay, so you basically see Royal Brunei, and they have the payment gateway like using Baidu and stuff, uh-huh. Right? So I looked them up and I basically made some inquiries. And back then, there was a setup cost for like a couple of thousand, and to do this one is another 1,000+, and so there'll be a site maintenance free, et cetera, et cetera. And it just wasn't really that feasible. Nowadays, things have really opened up.
Yeah, man. I would never thought I would be in where we are right now with having a website with payment gateway. We knew about this virtual shop that you're talking about, but we couldn't wait for that. So we had to build our own website and then just have Beep Payment supporting us from the back end. So that's an option actually. But then again, what you're just talking about is a whole new, more simplistic way of doing, which is I think a lot of people would prefer. And I'm sure there's a lot of vendors lining up, including yourself.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, these guys are going to be having, I can just imagine like the clientele are going to be having. I mean, can you just imagine a person who's selling like, you know, muffins or cupcakes? And it's going to be so simple then. Also, they just lay out all their best pictures of whatever they actually have in their cake selection. And you just pick, and then just pay online and just pay for it and forget it, and when it comes, it comes.
All right. I think that's all from me, Aaron. Maybe before we wrap it up, maybe for the listeners, how do they get hold of you, especially those gym goers?
Well, you can get a hold of me on my cell. It's mostly for WhatsApp calls, though. My cell number is 715-1696. You can hit me up on Instagram. It is at r7_gymgear. And I have that on Facebook as well, r7_gymgear. Yeah. That's pretty much it on my end for gym stuff.
All right. Anyway, Aaron, thanks for the call. Definitely going to call you back and talk about some of the stuff. You know,
okay,
a lot of
man.
Stuff.
yeah, just hit me up anytime.
Anyway, have a good night. And thanks again. And I'll see you. And stay safe, yeah?
You too, dude. Catch you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our first episode this month about Kite App, produced and edited by Handpick Company using Ferret App and published using Anchor App. I'm Zainul, and you've been listening to What Apps. Thanks for listening, y'all.